Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
How we doing? 4 o'clock here on The Fan. We'll pay off a long-term bet we made 6 months ago. I almost forgot about it. I said we would pay off the bet on November 15th. I wrote it down in my calendar, and I saw, November 15th, we made a bet about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. So we will address it and also re-explain it, because I completely forgot it too. Coming up at about 4:30, we'll make our NFL picks a little bit later on. But coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, the New York Jets have a chance. They have a chance. It's a long shot, but they have a chance to begin to write a script of returning to relevance. They have it all right in front of them to go on some kind of massive winning streak that starts with Indianapolis at MetLife Stadium, where if they win the games that are in front of them, they can make the playoffs. I said that to you guys a few days ago. That doesn't mean I think they're going to do all of that. No, I don't think they're going to run the table. But the beauty of the NFL is you want to have hope. There are a lot of fan bases that have no hope. If you're a New York Giant fan, when you watch the Giants coming out of the bye, I don't mean to be a jerk, you don't have any hope. The season is over. The New York Jets have hope. But it starts with beating the Indianapolis Colts. Now, Tiki, you have been studying. You know the Colts better than the head coach does.
Yeah, it's like we're like the home broadcast team.
You really are. Now, by the way, if you're the home broadcast team, I don't want to see any favoritism on Sunday, okay?
There is never any favoritism.
I'm not saying, call it
as I see it.
I'm just saying.
All the time.
I'm just saying, don't tick us off, Jet fans, and be like, oh, yeah, they're my Colts. If you say my Colts, we're going to be very mad at you.
Why would I say my Colts?
Because you live with
nobody
them.
On that team. I don't know the coach. I don't know anybody.
Don't you talk to Shane Steichen like all the time now?
Well, I mean, because we've called him five times. Yeah, we feel like we have a relationship now.
My outsider worry about the Colts, and you obviously can correct me very easily because you watch all their games, is that I'm scared of Jonathan Taylor because the Jets have done a terrible job stopping the run, even though John Connor didn't really kill him on the ground. It was mostly with screen passes.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about Anthony Richardson returning. I think the Colts are better now that Anthony Richardson's playing again.
Yeah, James Connor, you mean. But yeah.
What did I say?
Exactly. What, you said John.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Schwarzenegger
right,
movie.
You're thinking exactly what...
Yeah, that's where it comes from. Sorry.
So you're right. I mean, the one thing you're scared about from a Jets standpoint is their run game, because Anthony Richardson hasn't been great throwing the ball. He's 44% completion percentage, and touchdown interception ratio is negative. So it's you don't necessarily fear his arm, even though he leads the league in yards per completion, which is crazy to say at 16.5 yards per completion. But when their run game gets going, with Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson, it gets hard to stop, because you have to commit like so many resources to tackle a guy like that. You guys remember back in the Miami, I don't know if you were watching like I was, but in the Miami game, the Dolphins just brought pressure after pressure after pressure after pressure on Anthony Richardson, and they were always at him, but they ended the game with zero sacks. So he's hard to bring down. If he gets going in the run game, then Jonathan Taylor gets going. All of a sudden, the Colts can take control of a game. It's interesting because when you look at how bad they've been, he's 3-3 on the season.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's 0-6. He's found ways to win games despite not being a polished product yet. So he's an enigma in that regard, because he's young. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. but he also has this uncanny ability to make things happen with his legs sometimes with his big plays.
That's what scares me. Like, Joe Flacco is a 39-year-old statue.
Right, and you know exactly who he is.
No doubt.
You know who Joe Flacco is.
And over the last 2 weeks, I think kind of reality set in that you're not going on some kind of playoff run with the statue of Joe Flacco as your quarterback. And what scares me is if the Jets get some kind of pass rush against Richardson, he can beat you with his legs. Joe Flacco can't.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco's going down for an 8-yard loss, and now it's third and long, and maybe you pin your ears back again, and you get off the field. Unfortunately, Richardson has that dynamic, that dynamo to his game that Joe Flacco didn't have. So when I heard the news a few days ago, I didn't look at it as this is a good thing.
Well, I mean, it's such a weird situation having followed this for the last 4 weeks because we've had them three times. Having Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen telling us he's got to play. He's our young quarterback. He's our future. Then the next time we have him, he's on the bench. And then the next time we have him, he's back starting again. And what changed? The reality is that he had to learn how to prepare to play games. And what I think what it's come out to be is that he wasn't putting in the time. Right, he wasn't spending those extra hours upon hours upon hours studying and staying at the facility and learning the minutiae of the game. And so when he'd make mistakes on game day, you could almost point directly back to his lack of preparation. Not that he was doing anything wrong, right? It's not like he was leaving early. He was just kind of leaving on time. And quarterbacks in the NFL always spend hours upon hours more time than almost anybody else. And so I guess they think they got it corrected, and we'll find out, come Sunday afternoon.
Now, I want you to take me into the meeting you had with Rodgers. You met him this morning, right?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's a cult leader, and I'm in it. That's all I know about Aaron Rodgers.
Tommy's a cult leader as well. So what are we talking about?
No, listen, there's a lot of cult leaders around town. I understand that. I'm just admitting Aaron Rodgers is a cult leader. I happen to be in his cult, and I know I should break out of it, and I'm close to breaking out of it, but I also know he's my only hope. Well, he's our only hope.
Yeah, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. I said this earlier in the week. Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's our only hope.
He's our only hope.
Look, he does give you the best chance to win because there's a couple of things that quarterbacks like him can do. One, they keep everybody calm, right? Instead of being flustered, starting to make vacation plans. What am I doing in February or January? Where am I going as soon as the season over? He keeps hope alive. He keeps it, and he says this all the time. Like, it's this powerful, feeling, this emotion called hope. And maybe outside of the building over there in Florham Park, then people don't believe it, or they're just very skeptical about it. But guys follow him. Right. And the players believe in him. And he has this way of talking, which if you hear it in snippets, you know what I mean? Like if you hear it in a 30-second soundbite or, even just read it, it feels like, oh, he's just talking out of his you know what.
Right.
But when you sit and have an actual conversation with him, you understand why people gravitate towards him, because he's speaking a truth. That is, and I'm not talking about any of the other stuff, I'm just talking about football. He's speaking a truth that's real. And if you buy into it and you start playing better and you start winning, you understand why you get there. Does that make sense?
So, here's what makes sense. Me and Tiki are both in the cult. That's what just happened. I think you're meeting with him. You've been converted. Well, I think you and I are going to go to cult meetings together.
Well, it's easy to it's easy to vilify someone if you don't know them. Right, if you haven't had a conversation. By the way, I know this personally because Giant fans vilified me for a long time.
Right,
and then I started doing WFAN. Now you can just call and talk to me, and you see. And so I think it's different when you have a conversation with somebody that what his plan is, or not plan, because I don't think he's planning this. I think it's just like what his influence is in that Jets locker room.
I believe all that stuff. Here's the bottom line. They are 26th in points per game. They're coming off a game in which they had two effective drives to start the game. They settled for field goals, and that was it. So I appreciate that he keeps guys relaxed. I appreciate what he's accomplished in his NFL career.
Win. You're right. That doesn't win.
It doesn't. I need results.
Well, I think it's interesting because Like, what's holding them back? As much as we want to talk about, like, their defense is still ranked good, even though they haven't been good.
I think those numbers are so overrated. Like, watching them all the time, especially when you think about the Pittsburgh game, the Arizona game.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They're still ranked high. I think they're the seventh ranked defense by yards in the NFL. And
that's seventh by yards, tenth by points. So you're right. They are a top 10 defense universally, statistically, even though it doesn't feel that way.
Right. But the last, what is it, 4 weeks, 5 weeks since Salah was fired, they're giving up almost 26 points a game and 350 yards a game. And they're not getting takeaways. The other thing, they're first in the league in missed tackles. I know we brought this up last week, and it was simply because of the Sauce Gardner play. You know, the bad play that he had in that game, and which led to a 17-yard game. But it's not just him. They've missed 109 tackles.
How do you explain that?
On the leverage, you know, not finishing through contact, not gang tackling, you know, not enough hats to the ball. And it's a fundamental thing, which is why, you know, you've heard it reported that Ulbrich had a full padded practice on Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Yep.
And, you know, we asked him about that, and guys were like, yeah, you know what? We welcomed it. We don't need it. Sauce said this yesterday. We don't need padded practices, but it's good to be reminded of the fundamentals. And this used to be a thing, you know, back in the day, but the CBA has changed so much that you're not really allowed to put that kind of in week wear on guys' bodies anymore.
Right.
But the reaction in the locker room wasn't, oh, I don't want to hit anybody. It was like, all right, I get it. Like, we've earned this full padded practice type of thing. And, you know, we'll see if it makes a difference.
Well, that's the key. It's got to make a difference. Because not just last week, like you talked about, where they set the record for most missed tackles in any game this season, but they've, like you said, they have the most missed tackles in the NFL. That can't happen.
No.
That can't continue.
Or missed kicks. By the way, they've missed the most kicks in the NFL.
And they let their kicker get exposed and get picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs, which I still have an issue with.
Technically, he had an option, but he chose to go to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why wouldn't he?
And you think about it, they're going to play the Buffalo Bills in the marquee CBS game this weekend with Nance and Romo on the call. Why would you not give yourself opportunity?
Hold on. Explain this to me, all right? Because I don't know, honestly. So I'm not trying to, you know, tell you the Jets are idiots, even though I think the Jets are idiots. As a Jet fan, I certainly feel that way. Did they have a way to just put him on the active roster and not lose him to
Kansas
City?
They would have had to do it, like, the last week. And, you know, with the injuries, they got a bunch of injuries this week. And so it's hard, like, when you're trying to manage a roster in season, it's very complicated when you have guys who you know you can continue to elevate off the practice squad and not have to make, you know, a full determination on them yet.
I'm going to tell you.
And again, I know people are going to blame the Jets. And do they deserve some culpability?
Yes.
Absolutely. Especially because Spencer Schrader was good.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to make decisions about guys they might have to put on IR, right? And guys.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
guys that are might be coming back this week from IR, the injury designation, that can come back this week. So there's like there's so many moving parts, and maybe it's an afterthought with kicker, but give the Kansas City Chiefs, who just coincidentally Harrison Butker goes on IR, mm-hmm. they have to find a kicker.
Well, I'm going to make you a prediction, and I'll tell you this. We're going to make our NFL picks in about an hour and a half, and I am picking the Kansas City-Buffalo game. Not because I have this great, strong feeling about it, but I think we owe it to the audience. That's the game of the week, so I'm making a pick on it. I'm not forcing you guys to. You can do whatever you want, but I definitely want to pick the Buffalo-Kansas City game.
I am.
Good. I'm glad. I'm going to make you a prediction.
Go ahead. Spencer Schrader's kicking the game-winning field goal.
I can't go that far, but I can tell you this. Spencer Schrader ain't missing a kick. Spencer Schrader's just going to be fine. Now, around the league, for those that don't watch the Jets as much, they're going to say, oh, what a downgrade. Harrison Butker, one of the great kickers of our generation, and he is. One of the most clutch kickers of our generation, and he is. What a loss for Kansas City. My fantasy team, I know how good Harrison Butker is. It sucks. They are not, for this week only, really downgrading. Because I can guarantee you, like Mike Williams red zoned all over Aaron Rodgers' face and got into the end zone for a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I can guarantee you, because I'm a Jet fan and I know how this story goes, Spencer Schrader is making every kick Andy Reid asks him to make. He will go at least 3 for 3 on field goals. I don't know if that's enough to win the game. More on that later when we make our NFL picks. But you can write it down. It is a lock.
Simply because he left the Jets.
Because this is who they are. Mike, did Mike?
Oh, you mean this is who the Chiefs are?
The Jets are.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, just like the Steelers are the Steelers. Dude, Mike Williams getting in the end zone for the Steelers. Come on. We knew that was going to happen.
Well, I mean, no, you didn't, because he wasn't even playing until
you're right.
What's his name got hurt.
You're right. I didn't know.
He had to go in the game, didn't know what the hell he was doing. Russell Wilson just said, run a go, stay on the red line.
Stay on the red line. If you told me Mike was going to get on the field, I would have said he was scoring a touchdown. You're right. I didn't know if he was going to do whatever, but I'm telling you right now, save that audio. Save it right now. Spencer Schrader's going, forget 3 for 3, 4 for 4. He's making 4 field goals on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills.
And I bet he's going to miss the game winner.
And Tiki's already made me a promise that have they announced who's been elevated to kick? Have they made that official yet, the Jets?
They have not, but I'm assuming it's going to be Anders Carlson, who we talked about yesterday, just because he's already been on the practice squad.
And Carlson.
Did they make that already?
They didn't make it official, but they allowed Carlson to speak with reporters today. All right. So that would indicate it.
I mean, he's there. So.
Okay.
Why not?
Tiki has promised me that if Anders Carlson misses a field goal of 53 yards or less.
No, it was 54, was it?
54.
You wanted 55. We agreed on 54. And I said if it's 54 and a third of an inch, then I win.
Okay. I'm more rationing this. I'm trying to move the goalpost a little bit.
I wonder where your son got the idea.
Exactly.
If it's 54 yards or less. Tiki Barber, live on CBS on Sunday, a game we'll all be watching, will publicly apologize to yours truly.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And you don't even have to call me by name. I don't have an ego. You could just say my partner or this redheaded douche I work with. You can say it however you want.
I hope Olbert goes for it.
Yeah, Tiki doesn't want to deal with this.
Fourth and whatever. What yard line would that be? So they're 8 yards back, so that'd be like the 46? So if they're on the 46 going in, just go for it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be nervous.
4th and 8, go for it.
You're going to be nervous, but you know what? I trust Catalan. He knows. Catalan knows what's going on.
Of course he does.
And if you don't apologize, he's going to force you to. He's going to say, Tiki, don't you have something to say?
Don't you owe Evan an apology?
Yes. Don't you have something to say right now, Tiki?
Yeah, Catalan's the best.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Giant fans still upset with Saquon Barkley last night. And Diana Russini reporting that it's possible Daniel Jones is going to remain the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Diana has backpedaled on Twitter.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yes, she did.
Give me a backpedal here.
All right. This is about a half an hour ago. At this time, she quote tweeted the video, the Giants have not informed their quarterbacks or the team about who will start moving forward. We will know more Monday. The head coach and GM have left the door open for change, adding that she was basically speculating.
Okay. Educated speculation. Yeah. Because she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
I think that's educated speculation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tiki does
agree.
It all the time.
Look, we talked about it earlier. I mean, if the conversation is just Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, which I hope it's not. I hope it's all three. Then I can see how you would talk yourself in, meaning if you're the organization, and Dabes and Shane and whoever else is contributing to that conversation, you could see how you could talk yourself in back to Daniel Jones.
Right.
But if Tommy DeVito was also in the conversation, because you have more film on him with the Giants, I mean, obviously Drew Lock has a lot of film out there, but it's in different offenses. I could see Daniel Jones being the better option if it's just one and two.
Yep.
If it's 1, 2, and 3, who, by the way, is on the active roster, mm-hmm. then I think it's a completely different conversation and calculus.
Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are we doing today, Josh?
Hey, I'm doing well. So I'm just curious, Tiki, the offensive...
By the way, Andrew Catalan just wrote me and said he's holding me to that bet.
Good. Thank you, Andrew. It's what makes Andrew professional. He knows what's going on. Exactly. Sorry, go ahead, Josh.
My bad, Josh. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. You always say how, you know, the game's won in the trenches, and the right. offensive line for the Colts is one of the better offensive lines. And you said that the defensive stats for the Jets kind of lie to you, and it's funny also because when you look at another stat that kind of lies to you, the Giants are actually ranked ahead of the Jets' offense as far as total yards per game.
Right.
And, you know, again, another stat that just doesn't
well,
go that
I mean,
way.
Josh, that's why I hate stats, because they don't tell you what you're – like, you can watch it, and you're like, okay, that's not exactly what I'm watching, but the statistics will tell me that it's X, Y, or Z. The challenge, by the way, with the Indianapolis Colts is that because they've had some injuries up front, they have three rookies starting on their offensive line. Matt Kanzelvis is left tackle this weekend. Tanner Border leading at center, and then Dalton Tucker at right guard. So they're banged up front, and you know they performed well a week ago. But you know this is a Jet defense that can get after the quarterback. They're third in the league in sacks. You know, with Hassan Reddick back, and
mm-hmm. and Will McDonald, who had a great start.
He hasn't had a sack in three games.
I know.
He has eight, but he hasn't had a sack.
That's
in three
why
games.
I say he got off to a great start. He's been missing in action over the last few weeks.
Right, but I mean, if you're going to look at what the Jets' strength is, put that in quotes, what their strength is. This should be a game where they can get after it because the Colts have three young offensive linemen, three rookie offensive right. linemen starting this week.
The stat thing isn't that misleading when you really think about it. So just to give you the numbers, the New York Giants are dead last in points per game. Dead
yes.
last, 32nd.
Yes.
15.6 points per game. But when you base it on yards, which is a lot of ways offenses is ranked, they're 23rd. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Jets are very consistent. They're 26th in points. They're 26th in yards. So our last caller's point is, hey, based on yards, Giants are ahead of the Jets. Here's why it's not that misleading if you watch the Giants all the time. They suck in the red zone.
Yeah.
So, yes, right. they've
There's
moved.
Turnovers in the red zone.
Right. They've moved the ball at a 23rd in the NFL clip. But then whether it's a turnover, like we saw last week, or it's just failing, they don't score when they get those opportunities.
Penalties.
So, yeah. Right. So it's... It's misleading if you're just looking at the stats, but right. it's not misleading if you watch the Giants every week.
Well,
it makes perfect sense.
Well, you got to realize it's you got to get in the end zone, ultimately. The
right.
Giants have had 28 red zone opportunities. They've only scored 11 times, touchdowns 11 times, which is good for 39.3%, which is 32nd in the NFL. They're 32nd in the red zone TD percentage in the National Football League, which is just bad. You can't win games. The Jets, interestingly, Evan,
yes.
are kind of exactly where they are with points and scoring. They're 24th.
That makes sense. They're bad. And by the way, that's bad. 24 is not good.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like 1 or 2 percentage points move you up like 6 or 7 spots.
Right, right.
And those things.
And win you a couple of games if you're the
right.
Jets.
It's true.
Let's go to Ira in the Bronx. What's going on, Ira?
How you doing? I just wanted to ask Tiki, when he spoke to Aaron Rodgers, what flavor Kool-Aid did he serve you?
Oh!
Because you seem
it's got to
be
purple.
Bought in by the con man.
Hey,
have you bought
He's not conning anybody. He's just trying to be the best leader that he can be. But it was purple, grape Kool-Aid with an extra scoop of sugar.
I'm telling you,
delicious.
I've never been in a cult. I don't know what that's like. Though Kelly Taylor was in a season of 90210, and luckily Dylan really helped her get out of said cult, okay? BT knows about that. We'll talk
I'm a
about,
loser.
We'll talk about that in a few right. weeks when we're at the Islander game. But I've never been in a cult, but I see the finish line. Like right now, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too. I'm having right. purple Kool-Aid too. I believe he's my quarterback. He's telling me all the right things. Let's go. I trust him. But at some point, and we're getting close, when this season is really over, I'm going to bust out of that cult.
Right.
What do you say when Aaron Rodgers gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage on Sunday?
Who, me?
Yeah. It's a cul-de-sac.
Oh, shut up. are you going to use that, Tiki?
No, that is so bad.
That's good. Cul-de-sac.
That is so bad.
That cul-de-sac.
It doesn't even make any sense. No, but to answer his question, like our jobs as broadcasters, yes. I mean, first of all, it's an entertainment property, right? We're broadcasting a game that you're watching. We're trying to help you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is take the information that we get from talking to people and we present it to you, right? You'll ultimately make your own determination about off of what we say. Now, we do post-game hits, and I remember doing this last week after the Colts game, and Joe Flacco had a terrible day. Had four turnovers in the game, two interceptions, including his first pass of the game for a pick six. And, you know, in our post-game, me, Jason, and I think Andrew was in this one too. Sometimes it's just me and Jason, but we were talking about the Colts, and I was just making this plight, like this. I said, look, the sports broadcaster, the radio broadcaster in me says, why in the heck are you starting Joe Flacco? Right? If you're going to lose and play this bad with Joe Flacco, why not just play Anthony Richardson and let him learn on the job? And I know they're trying to teach him lessons and things of that nature. So we gain all this information by talking to these guys, and it gives us a perspective on what they're trying to do in the game, but also what their personalities are and how they interact with their teammates and in the game itself. But at times, we'll just inject our own opinion in some of those things.
Right.
So it's having an opinion just like you, the fan, does, except for, as we said earlier, my opinion is informed. Yours is not. It's just you're opining about the avatar that's on television.
We're emotional. Our opinions are purely emotional. So
right.
I'll give you a little preview. If Aaron Rodgers delivers against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday and the New York Jets begin their slow trek back at 4-7, mm-hmm. that emotion will be happy emotion.
Right.
That'll be positive emotion. If Aaron Rodgers throws an interception or multiple interceptions, or they can't get in the end zone like they did last week against Arizona, that's going to be very, very negative emotion.
Right.
I can tell you that right
now. That's what happens. It's binary. It's win-lose.
What I am curious about, and we'll address a little bit later on, is how many, because I know most Jet fans are skeptical. I am too. How many wins would it take? Right now they're 3-7 for those to buy in and say, oh, we're on a run here. We got a shot. Is it just Indianapolis? Mm-hmm. Would it have to be coming out of the bye with Seattle and then Miami? When's that moment where the Jet fan would start buying in? One thing that I think is very important, not just on a radio program, but friendship in general, is to remember everything everybody says so that at a later date you can go back to what was said and say, hey, you got that really right, or you got that really, really wrong. And so for years I've written stuff down. Long-term predictions. Me and my wife had a prediction. It was a very morbid prediction, but we wrote down many years ago, when her parents' dog dies, will they go out and get another dog? And we had a long-term bet simply about that.
What?
Yeah, I know. We're
why? You guys are odd.
We're very odd. I'm the odd one. She follows along.
Right.
So back in the middle of May, apparently, we had a discussion concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And I named a random date for this long-term bet we were making. Not really a bet, more a long-term prediction, to find out if we're right. And the date I picked was actually November 16th. That's tomorrow. I obviously didn't do enough research to know that that was a Saturday. So I moved it back to November 15th. I don't remember what led to said conversation or what it was about. But luckily, Sean Morash is our archivist here at Evan and Tiki and was able to do so and also has audio. So, Sean, what the hell happened?
Okay, so back on this date, May the 15th.
May 15th.
We had been blessed with the NFL schedule release.
Okay.
Of which you and I both kind of nerded out on. And I gave you a little nugget about this week in the NFL and something people had figured out online. Here's the lead into our predictions. Major Chief controversy in the schedule.
What's the controversy with the Chiefs?
The Chiefs and Bills, a prime game you want. The NFL has selected to put that around the weekend of November 16th in Orchard Park. That happens to be when Taylor Swift has three shows scheduled in Toronto. The only day not scheduled is Sunday when they've put the Chief Bill game. So the speculation is the NFL wants Taylor Swift at that kind of game. So they have made it the weekend she's in Toronto on this tour.
Wow. And by the way, he's right. I'm looking at Taylor Swift's concert schedule. She has one tonight at Rogers Center. The get-in price is $891. There's one tomorrow night at Rogers Center. Get-in price is $1,100. Wow. And then nothing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. And we were ahead of this. If you were to go to CBSSports.com, the great Jonathan Jones writes there, he actually had to track down NFL, basically whatever you call them, media relations people, to ask them, did you do this on purpose? So this has now become a story this weekend.
And you brought it up back in the middle of May.
Yeah.
This is clearly why they're doing it.
So we all made predictions off of that on, are they even going to be together?
That's
by right. The time November 16th rolled on. Because remember, think about the world we're living in.
Yeah.
We came off the Super Bowl to run. A lot of people, is this even a real relationship? We're middle of May, not knowing where this relationship would go.
That's a great, you know what? That's a good long-term bet.
So what did we bet? Where they would be in their relationship?
By the time you got to November 16th, where are Kelce and Swift? Are they together or are they not together? What are we looking at here?
I don't even remember what I said, but my gut tells me I probably said they had broken up already, because that's usually what happens. But anyhow, we have the audio. So tell us, Sean, who should we listen to first?
I think let's go with Evan.
Okay, me.
Bet. Long-term bet.
Which is?
We make a bet, November 16th.
Are they still together?
Are they still together?
I'm going to go with no.
Wow.
I'm going to go, Evan says no.
Wow. Evan? Wrong.
I'm wrong. They are still together. I said no. I was wrong. Very good.
Okay, we're going to go in chronological order. Yeah. What's happening? Tiki Barber. Tiki. What did he think?
Huh. I think they're still going to be together.
Still together, says Tiki.
Wow, you nailed it, Tiki. Because they are still together.
Tiki believed in the power of love.
And that, by the way, that was months after you thought it was a planned, fixed relationship.
For most of the year, I thought this was a work. They were just trying to get us to mix Swifties and Kansas City Chiefs. What do they call them? I don't know what they
Chiefies?
Call them. Chiefies? Whatever. Kansas Cityans. Like, to want to, you know, support a champion. And they go to the Super Bowl, and it's like, look, it all worked out perfectly.
Possible.
We got 18 million new people watching the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift is going to make an appearance and kiss Travis Kelce on the field.
But isn't it possible that you're still right, that it's a work, that they're just running the work for a longer period of time?
It's a long time.
No, this is love, dude.
I mean, Travis Kelce, I mean, he's the man. You think if it's just a work, he's not out with somebody else?
Yeah, that's right. You know all right, what I mean? So I was wrong.
It's just, this is monotony. So
monotony? Isn't it monotonous?
Monogamy.
Monogamy. Yeah, there you go.
We're all wrong.
So I'm wrong. Tiki's right. Who's next?
Let's go with Sean Morash. You might be familiar with him from Twitter. Not only are they together, they're getting married at the end of the year.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's when he's proposing?
At the end of the year.
It could be, but they will be married at the end of next football season.
So how do you technically say
I'm
that?
I'm technically right, but just to keep in mind, I am
they're
predicting.
They're still together. They got to be married. Married or engaged?
Well, I said married. So
you
I said married. So I'm going to be wrong, but I thought they'd be. That's how serious I thought the relationship was.
Wow. So Tiki's the winner so far.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Vegas, maybe
they got a month. They got a month and a half. End of year or end of football season?
I said end of football.
He said season. End of football season. Okay, so by February.
Yeah, basically, but after the Super Bowl.
Right. I'm going to be wrong on that, but they're together.
That would be
a year and a half courtship, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty long, man.
It is long
in this day and age.
Yeah, at some point, you know.
And they're in their 30s,
Believe me, Travis. We've all been there. Got that? My biological clock is ticking. Conversation. Right?
What are we?
By the way, there's no way that they'll just do an eloping because it's going to be the biggest wedding in the history of the
world. It'll be on Netflix before the Germany game.
Yes. We don't have royal weddings in the United States. That's a British thing. This would be our royal wedding. Yeah, no doubt. The football star and the biggest pop star in America. That is our American royal wedding.
I'm sure Jason will handle himself with all class as the best man. All right. And last but not least.
Before you play Tommy, I don't know why. I have a weird memory of Tommy refusing to make a prediction.
That's your memory of it?
Yeah, because for whatever reason, it's the middle of May. It's Knicks season, right?
Oh, boy.
And he was always on his shtick of, we're going to do damage with dogs.
So you think maybe he predicted this is why I want this one to go last, because you might be onto something.
Yeah, because I remember for a while, Tommy would never make predictions. He would just say, the damage! The Knicks are going to do damage! So
and was I wrong?
Kind of.
All right. Yeah, so
they damaged themselves and couldn't do any more damage.
Exactly. Remember the date?
May 15th.
May 15th, what did Tommy Lugauer predict?
All right, Lugie, what's your opinion?
Oh, Lugie's not
well, there. You know, I think the NFL loves this, so they're going to make him stay together. So I say, yes, stay together.
Okay.
Damage.
Thank you, Lugie. We appreciate that.
Wait a minute.
Wait, there's no. That was you.
Lugie was in California during a Knicks run.
Oh, come on, man.
Remember, he went to California during a Knicks playoff run?
So,
what an atrocious job.
You know,
so I got it wrong. I thought he actually didn't make
You didn't even participate?
Yeah.
Oh.
I see what this is all about.
What was all about?
On the, you know, the night of Knicks Nets, two members of the Coalition of Knick Haters dug this up, so the punchline is to remind the audience that my dingbat sister-in-law got married during the Knick playoff run and I wasn't here.
I swear on anything. I wrote in my calendar, it's literally here, November 16th, which is a Saturday, unfortunately, Travis Kelce bet. I don't know what even that meant. So I went back to the document I keep that said long-term bets, and I was like, oh, we did something about Travis Kelce, and then Sean, who's the official archivist of Evan and Tiki, dug the audio
archivist.
Up. I really thought you did damage. I thought you did a damage bit. I didn't know you weren't here.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that he wasn't here because I came back from vacation and I realized how much he was skipping the podium that week during the Pacers series. So
to be clear, I didn't skip the podium.
Some might argue not, but there you have it. So Tommy wasn't there for it.
Thank you very much, and I want to congratulate Tiki. He did win that long-term bet, but I got a new one about Travis Kelce.
Okay. Why? What's the new news? I don't know if I know any new news about Travis Kelce.
It's not new news. It's a way to further this bet and end this long-term prediction. What happens first? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kelce retires, or they break up?
Ooh.
That's a good one. And so the final date of this long-term prediction is either or. Either Kelce announces his retirement, which could happen at the end of the year, could happen in 3 years, who knows, or they break up. I'm going to write that down right now, and let's all make our predictions. What happens first? Kelce retires, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce break up? 4:42 p.m., November 15th. This is how I save these things.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement or breakup? Tiki Barber, lead it off.
Well, I'm going to just do some cognitive predicting.
Okay. Based off Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you care about that, douche?
Jason was asked rather lewdly about his brother marrying Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pissed off like he didn't want anybody to know.
Okay.
And he broke the guy's phone.
I don't think that's what the conversation was. I think he was calling Travis an inappropriate word.
Yeah, but he asked her if they were going to get married.
Oh, was that before? Okay, fair enough.
Is your blank blank brother going to marry Taylor Swift?
Oh, okay.
So what was he mad about? Who cares if someone calls your brother a name?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was mad because they were on to the wedding. I'm going to say Travis Kelce retires before they break up.
Retires, okay.
So I think the retirement happens before. I don't think they're breaking up. I think they're getting married.
Wow. Huh. Hmm. I'm going to go with breakup. I still think this thing will end badly. And it's mostly because Taylor's going to need a new, like, pop song. And the breakup is going to be the perfect lead to it. Like,
Taylor
think
doesn't
about,
need anything.
Right now
she's
she
made
doesn't.
More albums than most people. You know what I mean? Take breaths.
Right now, she doesn't. Good. But trust me, the hype on that single where she exposes the breakup into musical form.
She's got to evolve. She's got to evolve into her age. Like, she's getting to this point where these girls, well, actually, I mean, like, my daughter still listens to them, but you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. her contemporaries are having kids. And she needs to evolve into that.
She's got
to
become like Streisand or something?
She's got to become like the mature
Cher?
the mature pop artist who has mom fans. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids are still going to love her because it's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I think she evolves.
All right. I'm going breakup. They're going to break up before Travis Kelce retires. Sean Morash.
You got to retire before you die. These two are living together for the rest of their lives, and I'm with Tiki. She's going to make a lot of mom-oriented songs after she goes away for a little bit to have kids with Travis. Oh, he's retiring first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Should we let Loogie play this game since he wasn't a part of the first game?
Well, yeah. You know what? We can't play it when the Knicks are in the playoffs. Then he'll leave and hide. So you got to do it now.
Well, we better hope they don't break up or he retires in the middle of April.
Let's ask him. Loogie, do you want to participate?
I sure do.
You didn't participate in the first one?
Well, I wasn't here to participate.
It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. You didn't participate in the first one.
That is correct.
By the way, if you guys have a half a brain, all of you, I have to have a medical procedure in the middle of December. You should totally make like 5 long-term bets that day just so that you can mock the crap out of me whenever you're like discussing it.
I'm that jet related.
By the way, I will feel like such a tool when you guys do that too. I'll respect it because I love long-term bets, but I'll sit here with, like, shoulders slumped, like, why don't you ask me, guys, you know? So I'm just giving you advice. You can do whatever you want.
All right. That's good advice. We'd have to keep track of that, though, and you're our keep tracker guy.
That's true. Tommy, what will happen first, the retirement of Travis Kelce or them breaking up?
So, real quickly, the setup here. Tiki, as we know, is the most brilliant guy on the show, and he has had this relationship pegged from the beginning. He's right. It is an arranged marriage because she helps his post-career because she's so popular. He gets more commercials, the podcast, the whole deal.
Movie, right?
Yeah, but Tiki, I didn't know what was in it for her, and you nailed it. Kelce gives her a husband, and now she could attract the soccer moms with the songs. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a work. That's why it's an arranged marriage. This is what happens. The Chiefs win their third Super Bowl in a row. Travis Kelce proposes on the field. They have the big royal wedding. Everything is perfect. Then they get divorced. Then Sean Marash comes on the radio and goes, boy, Travis Kelce's going to have to shake it off in more ways than one. There, I gave you everything.
Thank you, Tommy. That was great. You've earned your way back.
You stole his bit. It was awesome, too.
I hate that. I hate that he just did that.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That was very well done. I don't know when we're going to get to this point. By the way, it's a football point I'm about to make, believe it or not. When do we get excited about the Chiefs being undefeated? I think a part of why no one is because it feels fugazi-ish because of the luck of some of their wins, the point differential, all that. I kind of get this feeling that if they beat the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, that's going to be the moment where the discussion finally turns to, hey, can they actually do it? Now, they still got a long way to go because you still have to win 7 more games. It ain't easy. But do you agree that if they win Sunday, the discourse on an undefeated season will start to heat up?
I think it's probably week 14. That's when it would heat up. Because then you're 4 games away from being, I mean, because that's their 13th game. So then they're 4 weeks away from being, like, undefeated, and they're winnable games. Mm-hmm. So after that, it's Cleveland, Houston. Actually, Pittsburgh would be tough because it's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, on Christmas. That's a Christmas game. You're right. There's schedule. So, and this is why I think it happens after beating Buffalo, if they beat Buffalo. Number one, that's a great victory. Bills are playing great football. They're on the road. They're an underdog in this game, which is so rare. Their next bunch of games is at Carolina, home against Vegas.
That's Black Friday.
Black Friday game. That is correct.
A lot of attention on that.
That is correct. That's basically a nationally televised game, a Friday afternoon Black Friday game. Then they go Sunday Night Football against the Chargers at home. Not easy, but you know, certainly a game they're favored in.
Well, Chargers have a great defense.
Absolutely. At Cleveland, home against the Texans. Again, not an easy game. Then at Pittsburgh on Christmas, and then the season ends week 18 in Denver against the Broncos. So the schedule definitely gets very soft-ish after they get past Buffalo. But I think what they need to do, besides beating the Bills, to kind of gain the trust of America to start to get in on this as a, oh my God, they may go undefeated, I think they need to dominate somebody. Because the Patriots back in 2007 weren't just undefeated. They killed everybody.
Right.
Oh, that's the beauty of this. They're not going to dominate anybody. They're going to finish the regular season undefeated, and we're going to debate forever who had the better regular season because the Chiefs are going to finish it off by winning the Super Bowl.
Well, there's no debate then.
No, but you will have people go, but the Patriots were so dominant, they just lost the one game. The Chiefs, they could have lost.
Oh, come on.
People are stupid.
You lose a Super Bowl, it doesn't matter.
I agree, but people are stupid.
And there's an extra game, too. Now, that's not the Patriots' fault, just like it wasn't the Dolphins' fault.
And Brady's calling the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. I want the Chiefs to go undefeated. I'm telling you right now, if my team isn't involved and they're not making the playoffs, I will endorse this full-throated, full throttle, whatever.
Throated is right.
That's right. Sounds weird, but I'll say it anyway. Full-throated.
It's all good.
And thank you. because Tiki knows it's a real term. These two guys on the other side of the glass are giggling. I said something dirty.
It is a full term.
I'm trying to get to Maryland.
It's behind the curtain at Blockbuster that we talked about earlier in the week.
Say, I know what these guys are thinking. Full-throatedly, I want the Kansas City Chiefs to go undefeated.
I'm glad Sean got that one.
I don't really get it. Something about going to Maryland?
Don't worry about it. It's so inappropriate, I won't even tell you.
Oh, it's inappropriate. I'm going to look that up during the next break. I want them to go undefeated. I want the Patriot fans and the Patriots and Tom Brady really to have to suffer that because it'll hurt. And the Dolphins. It's a double deucer. The Dolphin fan, most of them weren't even alive for the undefeated season, get to suffer The Patriots get to suffer. Brady gets to suffer. Bill and Kraft get to suffer. Like, I got to tell you, and I don't have any ill will towards Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all those clowns. Like, that is... Dude, let's go Chiefs.
And New Yorkers, let's go Chiefs, too, by the way.
What's the whole New York in general thing?
Keep an eye on if the Chiefs win this game. You, as Giants fans, realize if the Chiefs get out of this regular season undefeated, nobody else can take out an undefeated team in the playoffs or Super Bowl, or it takes a little luster off what the Giants did to the Patriots.
Oh, so you're going to root for the Chiefs for a different reason than me, but you'll be big on KC to keep the Giants' special place in history?
I will tell you, when the Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, a little something was lost there, because then it wasn't just the Giants that beat Brady and the Pats in the Super Bowl. Now you had another team.
That's true.
Now, if you have another team go undefeated all the way through the season and they get picked off, whether it's the playoffs or the Super Bowl, the Giants aren't the only ones that have taken down an elite quarterback, ruining an undefeated season. If the Chiefs get through the season, you want them winning the Super Bowl.
Interesting. By the way, Tiki, you did that too. Because even though it wasn't the playoffs, like the 98 Broncos, didn't you guys beat them when they were 13-0, right?
Yes, but they went on and won the Super Bowl.
I know.
Right, that was the second back-to-backs.
Trust me, they beat my team in the title game. But I'm talking about like at least knocking off an undefeated team. You guys did that. That was huge back then.
Amani Toomer in the back right corner.
How many yards did you rush for that day?
I don't know. I don't think I was playing that much.
You weren't playing that. Can you get the how much does Tiki know about Tiki thing real quick?
I'm going to say Tiki, remember, I had like 4 catches for 20-something yards and like 3 carries for 6.
Wow. Okay. I have the numbers right in front of me.
That wasn't good.
Okay, that's fine.
You guys think I was great all the time? That was terrible.
I'm literally just asking you a question.
Do we have an official thing from
Hold
Tiki?
On. Yeah, play it real quick.
All right.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
So, Tiki, your official rushing prediction on the game you guys beat the Broncos to end their undefeated season is, again, I just want to get that clear.
Like 3 carries for like 8 yards.
3 carries for 8 yards. Here's the answer. Tiki Barber had 0 carries for 0 yards.
There you go.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
All right, receiving.
4 catches for 20.
How about this? You know what, Tiki? You had 2 catches for 29 yards, okay?
Yeah, there we go.
No, I'm not done yet. You got in the end zone, bro.
How?
You caught a touchdown pass.
I don't remember that.
21-yard touchdown.
You don't remember that?
I do not remember.
A 21-yard touchdown pass that occurred on a 3rd and 8. How about that? A little big 3rd and 8 action. A little dump off, I'm assuming. A dump off to Tiki Barber, in which you scored a touchdown with 51 seconds to go in the first half. Big play in this game.
Yeah, don't remember.
You went to the locker room with the lead thanks to that play.
How about that? That touchdown.
Isn't it crazy how certain things, I'd have zero recollection of that.
Because here's the crazy part. Now, you guys, because you mentioned Toomer had the game-winning touchdown, so it's forgotten about because they took the lead. But you scored a touchdown with 51 seconds left to have a lead at the half against an undefeated team. And you're like, yeah, I don't remember.
What was the spread in that game?
Do you want the answer to that? I do have the answer.
I do have it, too.
Tiki, do you want to guess the spread in that Bronco-Giant game?
I'm going to say 11.
The answer was 13.
Close.
Bronco, which, by the way, I'm almost surprised. I thought it would be higher. The Broncos are 13-0. The Giants are 5-8. And the game is, it's at Giants Stadium. So that probably moves the line a little bit.
And think about the year, 1998. How many people had to go into their local barbershop hat in hand on Monday with that money, huh?
That's a good point. Good point. Well, there you go. A little game of what does Tiki know about Tiki? We'll come back. Sean's got a Cinco. In that case, not a lot. That game just doesn't jump out at you.
It was a huge game. It was a massive game.
And you scored a touchdown.
I just don't remember it. The only thing I remember is Amani Toomer from Kent Graham in the back right corner of the end zone.
You do remember that. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O list. We'll make our NFL picks in the 5 o'clock hour as well. More of your calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, we'll get you set for what's a huge night at Madison Square Garden. Tournament night, baby! The New York Knicks taking on the Brooklyn Nets.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.